You are listening to The Soundtrack Review with Charlie and Shrainy,
where we review all of your favourite songs from your favourite movies.
Today we will be reviewing Reservoir Dogs, and to kick it off we've got Little Green Bag by George Baker. That was Little Green Bag by George Baker. And guys, come on, Reservoir Dogs, such a good soundtrack. What do you think, Charlie?
I really, really, really like the soundtrack. Sorry about that there. A little pause, just thinking about how much I love the film. I think the soundtrack's really, really good, actually. There seems to be like a... We've done Tarantino films on this show before, and I think there seems to be like a recurring theme where they have really like good upbeat soundtracks. Mm-hmm. For what they are, they have a very upbeat soundtrack.
So, like we said, if you guys don't know, Reservoir Dogs is a Quentin Tarantino film. I personally am such a massive fan of his style of movies, just because you never know what's going to come up. It's very creepy, very violent, and absolutely everything I like.
See, I will say I'm not a Tarantino fan. I do really like... Two films that I do absolutely adore are Natural Born Killers and Pulp Fiction. But I can't really say I'm a huge fan of, like... violence and stuff like that. Not because I have a massive problem with it or I can't deal with it, but just because it's just not really my style. But I do think that he's so clever the way he produces his films. I think they're just so like well executed and so like mysterious, like everything's got a meaning to them.
Oh, I definitely agree, especially with Reservoir Dogs. When I watched it, I honestly didn't really know what to expect. I was just kind of watching it like, I don't really know where this is going. Like,
yeah.
And it was all kind of set in, I'd say, about two or three different scenes. He kept cutting and chopping away. And then what I really like about his films is that every little bit of the story slowly comes into like fruition as you watch the film. There are like flashbacks and Oh, just so, so good. And the funny thing about the soundtrack, actually, is that there's only actually properly, like, 5 prominent songs in it.
Yeah, that's true.
But they all just go so well with the scene that is happening. So the next song we're going to play for you is I Gotcha by Joe Tex. So let me know what you think, guys. I gotcha. Uh-huh. You thought I didn't see you now, didn't you? You tried to sneak by me now, didn't you? Now give me what you promised me. Give it, yeah, come on. So as you can tell, this soundtrack is very kind of like groovy and funky. It's normally got songs from the 70s, which I think Charlie and I both agree, it's a very good era.
We've done quite a few of these 70s songs on this show so far. I think there's definitely a recurring theme here.
It's very prominent. But the soundtrack for this actually did get 4.5 out of 5 on AllMusic. So that's a pretty good rating, isn't it?
I feel like that's a really, like, big compliment, considering actually only has like what 5 songs on
5
the soundtrack.
5 proper songs, yeah. They added in a few others for like we said, the first one we played was in the opening credits. There's like a little bit of like Hooked on a Feeling by Blue Suede thrown in, but oh, so, so good.
It really, really is. And I was talking of 70 songs. Actually, I actually managed to find a interview with Tarantino. Ooh. About the soundtrack. Well, it was about the film in general, but he did a segment on the soundtrack, and he actually said the whole thing revolves around, and I cannot remember what they keep referring to it as in the film, but it's around a radio show that's doing an entire weekend dedicated to 70s music.
Oh, wow.
And in the next bit I will find what they actually refer to it as in the movie, but in the really like infamous scene, so many of them keep saying, have you ever listened to da 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 sounds of the 70s?
Mm-hmm.
And it's a radio show that it revolves around, apparently.
That is great. Honestly, radio is key around every single music like soundtrack.
It is.
We've got this one, The Boat That Rocked, which was incredible. I feel like radio is like the future.
It is,
it's
definitely
making a comeback, massive comeback. So let's tell you a little bit about the film, since we haven't really given you guys spoilers in a while, have we?
No.
So this film, it's kind of like a diamond heist. So the film starts and like there's just like a group of, I think it's 6 people that are orchestrating just a bank robbery almost.
I feel like really this film is like anything that can go wrong during a bank heist, to
it does
be honest.
Go wrong, yeah. So they try some sort of wires trip, the police are there, and it all ends in like so many gunshots, so many deaths, and people literally just like splitting off. They end up meeting at this warehouse, which is like the designated spot to meet.
Mm-hmm.
And basically it's kind of like there's a rat, someone's been a snitch.
Whoops.
Uh-oh. So I won't tell you exactly what happens. I'm going to leave that towards the end because it's a really good thing. But just to like kind of set the scene, the group of six don't know who the other person is. They've been given code names and they are Mr. Brown, Mr. White, Mr. Blonde, Mr. Blue, Mr. Orange and Mr. Pink.
Why am I Mr. Pink?
Can I not be Mr. Purple? No, you get what you're given.
To be honest, I'd be quite happy if I was Mr. Pink, really.
I'd be happy to just have a code name for anything.
Yeah.
But without further ado, this is probably my favourite scene in the whole movie. And the song fits in perfectly with it. This is Stuck in the Middle with You by Steeler's Wheel.
Scared in case I fall off my chair, and I'm wondering how I'll get down the stairs. Clowns to the left of me, jokers to the right. Here I am, stuck in the middle with you. Yes, I'm stuck in the middle with you, and I'm wondering what it is I should do. It's so hard to keep the smile from my face, losing control, yeah. Jokers to the right, here I am, stuck in the middle with you. When you started out with nothing and you found that you're a sorry man, and your fans, they all come calling, slap you on the back and say,
that was Stuck in the Middle with You by Steeler's Wheel. I love that song. Charlie, would you say this is also your favourite moment in the movie?
I definitely think it's the most infamous movie scene in Reservoir Dogs. I mean, it's the scene, the infamous torture scene that everyone's talking about. So it's definitely the general, like, probably the most shocking scene, which I think leads everyone to think it's the favourite one.
Yeah.
I would say it's not my favourite scene.
Ooh.
Because I just couldn't really watch it.
That's acceptable, I think.
But I think there's actually a reason behind that. And when I was watching this interview with Tarantino about the film and why he put the songs that he put in and stuff, he says, oh, well, that's everyone's favourite scene because it's got the great song in it. But the reason that he put Steeler's Wheel as part of that scene is that he puts it in there because really it not only it doesn't lighten up the scene at all,
no,
but it actually makes it more difficult to watch. Because before it actually happens, he's like, oh, have you ever listened to Kay Billy's Super Sounds of the 70s? Puts on this great song and you're like, oh yeah, here's a good song. Mm-hmm. It's time to lighten things up a little bit. And then all the bad stuff happens. But because you've now dedicated yourself to saying, I like this song, I enjoy this song, you're now sort of said like, I have to enjoy this scene. Mm-hmm. So you then have to kind of endure the bad stuff.
You definitely have to make yourself watch it because, I mean, it's not pleasant watching someone be tortured. No. And in this scene, what he is doing is torturing a cop trying to get information because, like they said, they think someone's an inside man.
And he genuinely cuts off his ear.
It's horrible. Honestly, it's the most gruesome thing I've ever seen. The bit that I found more shocking is when he was, just parading around with, a box of gasoline and just throwing it onto this police cop and making a nice little trail. It was creepy.
See, it's so hard to watch when you've got this really upbeat nice song in the background. Mm-hmm. It's so difficult. It puts me in such a moral dilemma.
I feel like that's what Quentin Tarantino is so good at doing though, because he just makes you question if I like this scene, does that mean I like torture? Does that mean I think this is okay? Whose side am I on? Because you honestly at that point, I was quite conflicted on whether do I want to be on the cop side and be no, you're good, please escape, or do I want to be on the heist side and be well, you've gone through so much trouble trying to get these diamonds, you need to find out who did it.
Interestingly, while we're on the topic of being put in a kind of moral dilemma in a lot of Tarantino's films, because you sort of, I know what you mean, where you sort of start questioning yourself, do I actually enjoy violence? Mm-hmm. What's happening here? I don't think I should. But again, Tarantino says that to him, violence is absolutely nothing more than an aesthetic. In the same way that you'd look at slapstick or humour or something like that, it's absolutely nothing more than an aesthetic. And the reason that he does things is not at all to put people in a moral dilemma. It literally just is what he enjoys seeing, and it's got nothing moral behind it at all. It's quite weird, isn't it?
Well, yeah, I was about to say, I don't really know what to think of that.
Yeah, it's difficult.
But we've got another spoiler for you, but we'll save it for after this song. This is Fool for Love by Sandy Rogers.
What he wouldn't do for love, he's a fool for love. She was 6 and he was 7, she used to send him off to heaven when she said, you are my sunshine. The party always liked the best when she teased him with a kiss and she said, you make me happy, you fool for love. What he wouldn't do for love, he's a fool. Much better. Tattooed underneath his sweater, L-O-V-E in blue. Seems he was never satisfied, chasing girls like butterflies, believing every word they said was true. He's a fool for love. What he wouldn't do. Once a fool, you've got to follow the rule. Always a fool for love. The last time I saw him alive, he was standing up on the bride's side, yelling his objections at the groom. The blushing bride was my best friend. She turned around and to him said, yes, you were my only sunshine then.
That was Fool for Love by Sandy Rogers.
Groovy little tune.
Very groovy. And I was saying to Charlie just earlier that the part I really like about when this song is played is Mr. Orange, spoiler alert, guys, massive, massive spoiler. Mr. Orange is an undercover cop. Yeah. And so this is like a little flashback scene showing when like Mr. Orange is just being introduced to like the whole gang kind of thing, and you hear the song in the background, and it's quite funny because a lot of songs and a lot of songs in a lot of movies they're just on as a background, and they have no like they don't really link to what's happening in the scene itself. But what I really liked about this song and this scene is that Mr. Orange actually turns the song off halfway through as he leaves the door, and it just makes the whole scene a lot more real because he is actually listening to the music. It's not just a soundtrack, it's an actual proper song.
It's not just background music in the thing. And I've just decided that I really love Mr. Orange. I don't care if he's an undercover cop. I love him. Like, the moment I saw him, I was like, this is my favourite.
He's definitely like a little hero in disguise, isn't
he? Always lovely. He's so lovely.
And there's something so like sunny and happy about the name Mr. Orange.
I love it. I love him.
So the next song we've got for you, we were quite debating about whether to play this or not, because it was played before on Guardians of the Galaxy and they portrayed it so, so well. It was so happy. It was just a good, good moment.
But then again, though, you can never have too much of this song.
Oh, no, definitely not. So here is Hooked on a Feeling by Blue Suede.
I can't stop this feeling deep inside of me. Girl, you just don't realize what you do to me. When you hold me in your arms so tight, you let me know everything's alright. I'm hooked on a feeling. I'm high on believing that you're in love with me. Lips as sweet as candy, its taste is on my mind. Girl, you got me thirsty for another cup of wine. Got a bug from you, girl, but I don't need no cure. I just stay affected if I can for sure. All the good love when we're all alone, keep it up, girl. Yeah, you turn me on. I'm hooked on a feeling. I'm high on believing that you're in love with me. All the good love when we're all alone. Keep it up, girl. Yeah, you turn me on. I'm hooked on a feeling. I'm high on believing that you're in love with me. I'm hooked on a feeling. You're in love with me. I said I'm hooked on a feeling.
So our personal favourite, Hooked on a Feeling by Blue Suede.
Just can't get enough of that song.
Definitely not. We've had so many good memories. And honestly, it's a song that Charlie and I both like to sing a lot.
We do. I swear this just song is, wherever we are, that song is around
it
somewhere.
I think that is our song.
It could well be.
Honestly, the dream team that is Shirley, our song is Hooked on a Feeling.
Yes. In my head then, I was trying to think of a pun about Hooked on a Feeling, but I was just like, I'm done here.
I think I've got a reason why.
Why?
Because I've got a feeling that I'm hooked onto you, Charlie.
Nice one.
Well, okay, also, so you know how in previous shows we've said how in Guardians of the Galaxy it was such like a happy song. It portrayed like such a happy moment.
Yeah.
Shock horror, Quentin Tarantino does not do this.
Oh no, that's so weird. He's not doing an upbeat scene where there's not someone probably getting murdered or killed.
Well, at this song, there is so much racism going on.
Mm-hmm.
So at this point, Mr. Orange is in the car. He's on the way to like some sort of meeting to like figure out what they're going to do with the diamonds.
Bay.
And honestly, he's just sat in the back of the car like whilst everyone is honestly just like using stereotypical slurs. It made me feel very uncomfortable. Not even like, maybe not even because I could relate to any of them, but just the use of certain words.
Yeah. I just find Tarantino films so difficult to watch. Mm-hmm. And it's like, again, like we said it before and we'll say it again, but like it's that horrible feeling of like, I'm enjoying this, but I shouldn't be. And it's like, oh, what do I do?
It honestly makes you question whether you're a sicko or not.
Really, it does.
But unfortunately, we've got to the end of our show again.
Never enough time.
30 minutes is just not enough. So we're going to leave you with Coconut by Harry Nilsson. This song really makes me laugh. And I just can't stop. The way that they say coconut is the best. So keep an ear out, guys. And join us again next week. Thanks. Bye.
Brought up bought a coconut, he bought it for the diamond. Sister had another one, she paid it for the lime. She put the lime in the coconut, she drank and pulled up. She put the lime in the coconut, she drank and pulled up. She put the lime in the coconut, she drank and pulled up. She put the lime in the coconut, she called the doctor, woke him up and said, Doctor, ain't there nothing I can take? I said, Doctor, to relieve his belly ache. I said, get this straight. Put the lime in the coconut, you drank and bowled up. Put the lime in the coconut, you drank and bowled up. Put the lime in the coconut, you drank and bowled up. Put the lime in the coconut, you called your doctor, woke him up, said, Doctor, ain't there nothing I can take? I said, Doctor, to relieve his belly ache. I said, Doctor, ain't there nothing I can take? I said, drink and pour up, put the lime in the coconut and call me in the morning.